Now, Dr. Rob White will speak.
Thank you, Reverend Barrett and Dr. Heyman. Good morning to all of you. Welcome. I'd like to welcome you all to this important service for the Faculty of Health Sciences at McMaster University. It is an honor for me to be speaking with all of you today. Last night, I participated in a very different kind of gathering. I joined about 150 of our medical students as they celebrated the final weeks of medical school before they graduate in May. These medical students, alongside their colleagues in nursing, midwifery, occupational and physiotherapy, residents, physician's assistants, kinesiologists, and health scientists, will have spent hundreds, if not thousands, of hours learning anatomy in the educational program in anatomy, what they have come to call the anatomy lab. We gather here today to celebrate the commitment made by your friends, family, loved ones to this space of learning. Theirs is a gift for which we are immensely grateful. They have placed in us a trust which we honor. When you or I go to a teaching hospital or clinic for health care, we go making a conscious decision to allow a novice to learn through us. But we know that we also have the opportunity to directly influence that learning, to slow things down, to speed things up, to ask that the staff doctor or midwife or physiotherapist take over from the learner. We have a voice in the interaction. After death, when we give ourselves or our loved ones in the service of learning, we do so with an implied trust. We no longer have a voice. Today, though, you will hear different voices, the voices of our students, representing the many health professions and health science programs who benefit from the donations of self that bring us together today. And I hope as you hear from our students, you will be reassured that your trust is well placed. In a time when computer games have remarkably lifelike graphics, when we can hold powerful computers in our hands, when three-dimensional television will soon become the norm, when surgeons learn surgery through virtual reality. In a time like this, some may wonder why we learn anatomy as we have for centuries, why it is that we continue to ask people to make such personal donations. It would seem to me that learning anatomy, learning how the human form gives rise to function, is still very much a human experience. We learn not only about others, but we also learn of ourselves, how we are formed, how we function. We learn to connect with others in a deeply spiritual way, in a way that cannot be filled with conversation and the busyness of the clinic, in a way that remains unspoken, where the commitment, the gift, is understood if not stated. For many of our learners, the educational program in anatomy will be the first time in their newly forming professional roles that they will confront the emotional, psychological, and social aspects of death and dying. We are forced to come to terms with our own humanity, and in turn, that ultimately teaches us to be closer with others. So you can see that learning about anatomy is much more than learning new words or structures, forms, or functions. It's a spiritual gift made possible by a special gift of trust. Today we express our gratitude for such a special gift. Soon another school year will come to an end, but our graduates will be taking what they've learned here to the hospitals and clinics and communities where they will begin to give back. While most of them will not contemplate the times they spent in the anatomy lab during their day-to-day work, the impact will still be felt in the care they give to their patients and clients. So from this important gift, the impact is broad, immeasurable, immense. And for this, on behalf of the many programs in the Faculty of Health Sciences and the many people who will be served by our learners, we say thank you.